What is TWS podcast episode, whatever, who cares at this point?
The rants of the vindicated.
It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Rich. We're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
I'm ready.
I feel like Neanderthal.
Staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
They ain't ready. All right. It's another episode of the What Is TWS podcast. Oh man, Rich is still out of town. So it's me, Jadon Flan, and my lovely, effervescent, beautiful wife, Hamps.
Where you at, Rich?
Rich is in New York. Getting it in.
I'm gonna need Rich to stop gallivanting and frolicking in New York and get his ass back here.
She only saying that because we both sick right now, and this is how much I love the people. This is how much I love, because I was like, man, I missed Monday because I was sick, and I was so sick that I didn't realize I missed Monday until Monday. Like Sunday night just came and went, and I realized I hadn't recorded nothing, I had no content. And it was like Monday morning, I woke up and I was like, huh? What? Ain't no episode?
It's Monday?
Who ain't do something? Who messed up?
Was that me?
Oh, that was me. Oh, my bad. So yeah, we both sick, but I love the people so much that I didn't wanna leave you that long without another.
And this shows how much I love episode. You because I didn't want you by yourself.
Yeah, and you came out. I appreciate it. I feel like I got the high pitched voice by default. Because of the nasally, like I keep trying to lower the tone and it's not working for me.
I hope I don't sound too deep right now.
I don't know what to
say. Because I am quite nasally.
We both trying our best not to sniffle. Like, you know how hard that is? Like, somebody say don't sniffle and you be like,
I'm not gonna do it.
I ain't gonna do it. All right, as usual, what you're hearing is beats by Deuce Man Productions, my brother-in-law, my wife's brother.
My brother.
I mean, yeah, talented dude, though, Deuce Man Productions. Check him out on SoundCloud. But yeah, man. So, I mean, I'll be perfectly honest with you. We've been sick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not prepared at all. I had no idea what to do for this episode. I'm just like, I need to get an episode out there, so I recruited the wife.
You gonna come at me. Think of some content.
Like, she was in the bed, I was in the shower, I broke the little towel rack in the shower.
How do you break that?
It was flimsy. I'm not that strong.
It is only meant for the weight of a washcloth.
Right, people, when you trying to wash your ankles, have you never braced yourself on a little washcloth rack in the shower in order to get to your ankle without falling in the shower?
What I do,
am I the only one?
Is I use my balance and I balance on one foot.
I don't take yoga and I don't believe in that type of stuff. I believe I should be able to put my hand up and grab the towel rack.
But it's not meant for your weight. It is not meant
that
for your weight.
That is not what broke it. It was just a cheap piece of shit. That's why I broke
it. It could have continued to be a cheap piece of shit if you had just not put your weight on it. Or if you need that much support, then put your hand on the wall. The wall's clean.
The wall is wet.
So are you.
That's how accidents happen. That's how, you know, see, you, you want me to be just, and because you know how long it would have taken you to come in the shower and figure out if I was alive or not? You know how long it would have taken?
How long?
It'd have been, because you expect me to take long showers. So it'd have been a good 30 minutes before you came
no,
in.
No, I would have heard the commotion.
Wrong. No, you wouldn't have.
I was right in the room.
But you was playing whatever that dumbass game. All right, look, we getting all way off track.
I would have heard the commotion.
We getting way off track.
I heard when you broke the thing.
What, you heard because I alerted you to it.
No, I heard it fall down too.
Sure.
I heard when you broke the thing off the thing.
Oh, the thing off the thing. Next to the other thing.
And then my thing's on the ground because your thing had fell to the floor.
This is what I don't understand, people. How you come to the shower, look in the shower, looking at a washcloth in the tub and still can only articulate, can you please pick that thing up off the thing?
Look.
You're looking at the washcloth.
I was standing there, wasn't I?
In a tub. I was standing there, wasn't it?
Like, I was standing there.
As opposed to sitting there? I
as opposed to laying down in the bed asleep.
Look, man, you're getting us off track. You're getting us off track.
You're getting yourself off track.
Stop dancing.
I do what I want.
The song is called Fireworks, by the way. So I figured since we're close to
4th of July.
4th of July. Yes, and this is our first 4th of July in like a white neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
So we into some real like white people shit right now.
Planning some big block party type stuff.
Some real, it's going down in Austin, Texas. They are blocking our whole street off. It is our side of the street versus the other side of the street.
They're going to do water balloon fights.
They have told the only black family I'm aware of on the block that we can invite as many people as we want. They're telling us to invite everybody.
Do they know?
It's lucky for them that we're transplants and we don't really know a whole lot of black people in Austin. So we can't do what we would normally do.
Because normally we would invite everybody.
Everybody. I need to call Jernigan. Anyway.
Jernigan, look.
I need to call Jernigan.
Shenanigans happen when you around Jernigan.
I'm sure he got better plans on July the 4th, though. So.
Jernigan always welcome in my house, but shenanigans happen. He can come by himself.
Whatever.
He can come enjoy some barbecue with us and be a family person.
Out the menu. We broke. We sick. All right, so 4th of July is happening. Our first 4th of July in the white neighborhood with the white people being accepted and being embraced.
Mm-hmm.
My first 4th of July as a grill master.
Mm-hmm.
I've done it once. I feel like I'm...
You're already a master.
I'm already a master.
Already?
Already.
You grilled one thing.
Them Father's Day steaks, though?
They were delicious.
Delicious.
That makes you a master already?
A master. Because that means my instincts is right. My instincts is on point. They're right there.
That just means you didn't watch enough Bobby Flay Barbecue Masters on TV to get the pointers.
Okay, I've watched enough.
Mm-hmm.
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
In other news, my other brother, I got three brother-in-laws. So
mm-hmm.
we got one brother-in-law supplying the beats to the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully in a couple weeks, in a week, we're going to have another brother-in-law on the podcast while the other brother-in-law provides the beats to the podcast.
Yes, the youngest brother.
And then if we can get the third brother-in-law to call into the podcast while the other brother's here on the podcast and the other brother supplying the beats to the podcast, we can have the trifecta.
It's going
to
be the brothers-in-law.
The darknesses.
Those boys so dark. So yes. Am I though.
The
so
darkness is descending on Austin. My other brother-in-law will be here for the entire month of July. I'm going to have an actual millennial living in the house with
one
me.
One of the ones that you was having a debate on about the vote.
Yeah, we was debating about the whether your vote counted or not. So I think we're going to have some interesting content with...
With Thaddeus.
All right, you put his name out there.
I did.
You did.
Well, I guess... We call him Thad, like that's his nickname.
Right. He can't take his shirt off on the podcast though, right? Like, cause they can't see it.
No, he needs to wear a shirt at all times. I'm sorry.
All right.
I can't have it.
But yeah, Thaddeus will be here, so that's going to be some exciting content coming up. In addition to that, so my mom was on the episode,
a week and a half ago.
And she told some stories about my sister and I. Apparently. She got them horribly wrong. So, gotta have Big Sis on the show, you know, to tell her side of the story and clear things up. So I'm just working out that I want to get her on for the right episode because I think Hamp set her off with some of her comments on a recent episode. There's a wonderful dynamic to work out here, and I just want to make it perfect for the people.
Wait a minute, what wonderful dynamic?
My wife versus my sister. It's gonna be beautiful.
I'm scared of your sister.
You ain't supposed to say it. Don't let her know you scared.
Oh, okay.
Everybody's scared of her, but you don't let her know. This is what I don't understand. So my wife is what? 5'2" on a good day?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody in Texas scared of her. My sister is like 4'11".
Mm-hmm.
And my 5'2" pit bull chihuahua wife is...
Chihuahua?
Because you all bark.
Okay.
All bark.
Keep on.
My 5'2 wife is scared of my 4'11 sister.
The small ones be the hardest ones. They be the ones that whoop your ass.
But the sad thing about it, the thing that y'all disagreeing on, is that she feels more empathy for a person than you do. So she the softy in the situation, but you scared of her. This is going to be a good, y'all need to stay tuned for that one. That is going to be a good episode. All right. So then getting into what this episode is going to be, if it's going to be anything, is, I had no ideas of what to talk about. So I thought about what inspires me. And this podcast, I wanted to always be like my honest, safe space. I could keep it, I keep it 100 and be completely honest with people about, how I feel and my opinions on things. So I'll be honest, my inspiration a lot of times when developing content for the podcast is the other podcasts I listen to. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So what I thought about in the last minute was, let me do a podcast inspired by topics I've heard on the other podcasts that I listen to.
Mm-hmm. We can shout them out.
We can shout them out as well. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to shout out some of my the big podcasts that I listen to. Definitely Just Say Words Pod, 700 Block.
I got to check out 700 Block. I haven't checked them out yet.
What is it? Glenn and Her.
Mm-hmm.
It's another good. I got Hamps on that one. She enjoys that podcast.
No, that's Danny and Cleo.
Danny and Cleo.
That's
the and Glenn and Her.
Yeah, I like them both.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there's a lot of podcasts I listen to. So I've been listening to episodes recently, and some of their topics have inspired the topics we're going to talk about tonight. So I wanted to get into one I heard not too recently. Like, what is recent low? I am sick, y'all.
You tired.
I'm sick and I'm tired. I'm sick and tired. But I heard a podcast do an episode about, things you need to know before you get married.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, perfect in this situation when we both a little bit out of it and medicated and probably at our most honest and vulnerable. Hans and I can discuss a little bit about the realities of being married.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what I wanted to bring up.
Yeah, you had a story, right?
I got a story to tell.
I need to hear the story. Because
my wife and I have these little mini wars all the time. And sometimes I may not know I'm participating in one. I think in this case, she didn't know she was participating in one. But it got strategic. I made some moves.
I didn't know what was going on.
I feel like I won. And in winning, I lost.
How do you feel like you won when I wasn't even involved?
But in winning, I kind of lost at the same time. So, all right. The other night, you were in the shower, right?
Okay.
And I came upstairs, and you were in the shower, and you yelled out the shower, Jared, can you give me some body wash?
Okay.
So I came into the bathroom, and see, that was a setup. What I didn't realize immediately was that was a setup.
A setup?
It was a setup. Because you knew there was no shower gel, in the immediate vicinity. Like, it was nowhere I was going to see it. So the first thing I thought to do, and I think you knew this. This is what the setup was. I was going to say, babe, where's the shower gel? And then I knew you was going to come out with a smart remark. Where's the shower gel always located at, Jared? And it's like, as soon as I got ready to say it, I stopped myself. I was like, bet. And then you heard me say something. And this is how I know it was a setup. Because you just barely let out a syllable. Uh-huh. You was like, what'd you say? Like, you was waiting for me to say it so you could snap back with the snappy comeback. I knew it.
I think that you were in this war all by yourself.
You be setting me up.
You
be setting me up to look stupid.
Set you up.
And to try to give me little snappy comebacks and to make me feel like... So I knew... I was getting ready to ask you where it was. I'm like, no, let me not ask her where it was. Because then she's going to give me the, you should know where it is. One of those type of things. So I figured it out real quick. Handed you the shower gel. And then I walked off like, yeah, I robbed you of that chance to belittle me about the shower gel. Ha! In your face. At the same time, you got the shower gel. So I feel like I won, but I lost at the same time.
You lost because you were doing this whole battle by yourself.
You do it to me all the time.
I don't know what you're talking about. I did not set you up. I wanted to wash myself.
So why didn't you get the shower gel before you got in the house?
Because I forgot.
It was a setup. I'm sure it was a setup. I believe it was a setup. Don't try to make me... See, this is how I lost in the end anyway. Because now when I bring it up, because you know it was a setup.
It was not a setup.
No, when I bring it up like it was a setup, you can make me look crazy in front of all the people. Moving on. Anyway. These are the realities of marriage, people.
If you could see my face right now, everybody.
I can see your face. You look sleepy.
It was not a setup.
It was a setup.
I wasn't thinking about nothing about trying to take a shower and get in the bed.
You was waiting for me to ask you where the shower gel was.
I was not.
So that you could hit me with one of those.
I actually was not.
You should know where the shower gel is.
I actually was
where
not.
Where else would the shower gel be, Jared? You know you had that in the holster. Because as soon as I said, hey, babe, you was like, what? What?
I was trying to figure out what you were saying.
You was like, I got him.
No.
I got him. He can really walk right into it.
Goodness gracious.
It was a setup.
It was not a setup.
Secret wars, people. But I think we spend...
One-sided wars.
I think we spend the majority of our... they're not one-sided. Not all of them one-sided wars. A lot of our conscious energy is dedicated toward annoying the other person. Is that not a true statement?
Well, there was this time very recently where I was sitting at work. And I think I had just got finished IMing you about something. And I wanted to pick up the phone and call you. Because I know how much it bothers you when I call you at work. And especially when I know you're busy. I'm going to call him anyway. Nah, I ain't going to do it. I'm going to call him.
Yeah, you did it. You probably did it.
I think I did do it, but you ignored me. Either you saw me call and you didn't answer me on purpose, which is what I think you're doing.
I probably was away from my dad.
Mm-hmm. I don't believe you. I think that you saw me calling. You're like,
there's a war that you participated in by yourself. You think I was making a move when I probably just wasn't at my desk.
I think you were at your desk and you saw I was calling. You're like, God damn it, why is she calling me again? Didn't I just IM her a few minutes ago? What she want to talk to me for?
See, so I'm not that crazy. You do it too. This is marriage, people. Bow. Inspired by another podcast. Hampson and I give you a...
But see, we only 4 years in. I think 4 years in is going to be different than 7 years in. And 7 years in is going to be different than 15 years in.
Yeah, I'm only going to get bolder with the ways I attempt to annoy you.
One of my coworkers told me that her and her husband are 15 years in. And she said, we're smooth sailing now. She said between 4 and 7 years in, we were at each other's throats on a regular basis.
It's not a, like, animosity thing.
No.
It's just a game. It just passes the time.
It passes the time.
We got forever to go. So I got to spend forever doing something. I can't just be looking at you for the next 40, 50 years.
What's wrong with looking at me?
Some of the faces you make, you are famous for the smirl. Don't make me put the smirl on...
Oh, please don't put the smirl on the internet.
Put the smirl on the internet. You famous for the smirl.
The smirl is awful.
The smirl, if you don't know, is a...
Is
a combination of a smile and a smirk at the same time.
But a little bit of a frown, too.
Yeah, there's a little bit of frown in there.
It's awful. Don't do it. Don't do it.
I tried.
Oh, goodness.
My cough drop ran out.
We ain't gonna make it, are we?
We gonna make it. We gonna make it.
Okay, what's next?
All right, what's next? One of our favorite shows. I saw another podcast do like a celebration or an appreciation episode for the Carmichael Show.
What podcast was that? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
Unprepared.
I listen to a lot of podcasts. Like,
take notes.
But I've said this a million times. Like, the thing I love the most about podcasting so far is that the majority of the support that you receive is from other podcasts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there's such a huge community of podcasts, especially podcasts from people of color, that it's amazing. You can just, there are so many good shows to listen to and so much good content out there that like I'm overwhelmed. I have a hard time keeping up with the shows that I want to keep up with because there are just so many shows.
You know what you should do?
God damn it. This is another part of marriage where your wife is always like trying to fix your life. But go ahead.
You should take notes. Do what you tell me to do and use Google Keep and keep all of your notes about the podcast that you listen to on Google Keep.
Your mama should take notes.
I'm telling her you said that.
It's on the podcast. You ain't got to tell her.
She supposed don't be to be listening, but she so often anyway.
Well, that's her problem. If she don't listen, then she don't know she get talked about. But anyway, I think right now, in the wake of all this Bill Cosby nonsense, the Carmichael Show is a, like a glowing beacon. Like we really should be rallying around this show. I think it's just a good show.
It's funny.
Like before, I thought of the fact that, you know, Cosby's being taken down and we losing, you know, they're trying to tarnish one of our icons and one of the shows that did a lot for black people at the time. Before I even thought about that angle, I just was a fan of the show. I just thought it was a really, really dope show.
It's very funny.
And I think it's crazy like how eerily relevant each episode seems to be.
Right. Like the last episode that we watched,
it was about the white boy saying nigga.
Yes. And we just went through that with Bill Maher.
We just went through that. It's like, are they South Parking it? Are they like recording episodes the week of and then putting them out there?
Or I wouldn't be surprised. Like, it's not like impossible.
Crazy? Nah, I don't know. With these guys, I mean,
SNL does it.
Gerard Carmichael is out there doing Transformers movies, and Lil Ray was in Get Out, and other films. I hear he's got coming, so these people are busy. I mean, David Alan Grier ain't doing nothing, but everybody else got stuff.
David Alan Grier is the star heart of that show.
Star of the show,
yes.
And I, you know, keeping 100, I never thought he was that funny. When he was young, when he was in his prime,
and Living
Color, I found him like he was slapstick to me. Like he wasn't my kind of funny.
I thought he was funny.
And you like slapstick?
I do.
You like Dumb and Dumber and
Jim Carrey, Ace Ventura.
You like that kind of stuff. Like that's not my kind of comedy. And so when he was in his prime, I felt like that was his kind of comedy. But the funny he is on the Carmichael Show is a completely different kind of funny, and I definitely think he's like the star of the show. My only issue with the Carmichael Show is that I don't believe Gerard Carmichael and Jared Flanagan can be famous at the same time.
What?
You can't have two black dudes with like
goodness. Oh no.
That's right. With like oddly non-ethnic name. Like I gotta change my name like
to what?
Something blacker.
Jared Jackson.
Jared Jackson. Uh-oh. We got one.
Jared Jackson?
No.
No?
No.
Why not? What's wrong with Jared Jackson?
Because I have a deep bond. Like, the Flans. The whole evening with the Flans. Flan dog. You know. The Flans is an institution.
There's room for everybody.
I don't know. I feel like I got to take them out.
Okay. If you think you have to.
All right, scratch that from the record. If anything bad happens to Rod Carmichael, I had nothing to do with it.
He's funny. I don't know.
It's a funny show. I love that show. And I think it's a show where, you know, the lead characters, you know, the lead characters' parents are are a black couple that's been married and together for
a long time. Very
religious, you know. But they tackle issues like in the last episode, black people don't read, you know.
Plan B,
you know, it's very relevant, very, you know, now sort of issues. And but yeah, I think it's, you know, it's a great example. I mean, you know, have they ever approached the topic of what Gerard does for a living on the show?
No.
We don't know what he does for a living. But obviously he does. Well, like, is it like Seinfeld where he's a comedian on the show?
No. I don't think he's a comedian on the show. I think it was mentioned in season 1 what he does for a living. Because we know that Maxine is a therapist.
Yeah, therapist, something like that. Now, I hate Maxine. I hate Maxine with every fiber of my... And I feel some kind of way about it. Like, do I hate her because she's mixed?
And, no.
Like, do I feel a certain insincerity about, like, some of the stances she takes? Like that last episode with the whole nigger issues. Like, she was not the one I wanted
justice for?
Like, if somebody was going to be outraged about it, she wasn't the one that I wanted the outrage to come from. Like, for some reason, coming from her, it felt insincere.
But she had her own personal story, too.
It was a dumbass story.
It was dumb.
It was a dumbass story. I still think, like, I'm with David Allen Grey on this one. I giggle every once in a while when I think about her eating Oreos in the bathroom. Like, that shit is funny. That shit is funny. But I hate Maxine. Maxine is ruining the show for me. They got to tone Maxine down. Like, I wonder if, like, Gerard wrote her this way. Like, if he wrote her to be the villain. Like, if she was intended to be
She might the be person intended to be that.
That people were like, I can't stand Maxine. Or if it's just me, like
I being mean, she slightly is a little racist. Privileged and entitled a little bit.
But she's always the one that has the strongest opinions. About,
because she's trying to prove herself.
That's why
she's trying to prove her blackness.
So that's why I'm saying, like, it always comes across to me as insincere.
Uh huh.
Like, it's not truly that you care; is that you want to appear like you care.
Right. And I'm losing the battle.
You're losing the battle.
All right, I am. Right. I'm sorry. I got.
Okay. All right. So we will move on. Maxine is done.
Maxine is done.
Maxine is done. Let's move on to other actual black people. See, that was wrong.
Actual black people?
I'll be trying. All right. BET Awards happened. Mm-hmm. Okay, now, before we get to the BET Awards, mm-hmm. I want to get to the NBA Awards.
You watched it?
I did not. But I watched YouTube clips of a few of the awards being handed out.
Uh-huh.
And so I saw Draymond Green sitting at his table.
Oof.
And I was like, oh, man, that's, you know, I'm a really traditional, classic kind of dude. And when I think of a tux, I think of a black and white tux, you know. But
wasn't
I saw,
his jacket kind of blue?
I saw his jacket was almost that Tiffany
blue,
that mm-hmm. teal kind of.
Uh-huh.
You know? And I looked at that and I was like, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that tux. Like, that's a nice tux. Like, mm-hmm. you know, but then he got up to accept his award. And nigga had on shorts and no socks and some loafers or something. And it was like Yves Saint Laurent. So I posted this to the fellas on Facebook to get some explanation, because again, I feel like I'm the Neanderthal that doesn't understand new age concepts and the new age man. And so, yeah, it was quick to be pointed out to me that it was all YSL, which I only knew was Yves Saint Laurent because I had read the article before I started posting. So, but yeah, it is YSL. So,
guys know what Yves Saint Laurent is?
I originally heard it, like, in a Jay-Z song, and I thought it was, like, lingerie. Like, I thought, like, Yves Saint Laurent was only, like, women's clothing.
Uh-huh.
But apparently, Yves Saint Laurent does tuxes, too. But here's the thing. So, the tux was custom-made, according to the article I read.
Uh-huh.
But the shoes he had on are available for purchase, and they're available in women's sizes.
Women's, so they're women's shoes.
I don't.
And did you notice the shorts were skinny shorts? Yeah. They were very thin.
The fact that you're wearing a tux and short, like, he was on Jimmy Kimmel after they won the championship, and he wore like a blazer or like a V-neck T-shirt and some pants. And that, to me, was more award ceremony appropriate than the half tux, half skinny shorts. Please stop not wearing socks to to formal occasions.
I can't
support it. I can't get behind it. People, if you're at a formal occasion,
be formal.
Wear socks. Be formal. First of all, wear pants. I feel like I shouldn't have to say that, but now I do. Wear pants.
Wear pants.
And if you're wearing pants, wear socks. And don't wear white socks.
They might wear white socks.
Don't wear white socks.
You can't be picky. If you're going to have them wearing socks, they got to put together themselves.
I don't care. They can be all of the stupid, dumbass color socks. They can be the RG3 socks with the cape on. I don't give a fuck.
Michael Jackson wore white socks.
Well, put glitter on your socks. If you're going to wear white socks, they better be bedazzled. That's all I'm going to say. Don't come in there with some Kmart, Hanes, white socks in a formal occasion. I did it when I was like 10 years old. I never will do it again.
Why did you do it?
Because I didn't know no better. I was 10 years old. Draymond Green is not 10 years old.
Well.
Put some pants on, though. Put some pants. You guys make too much money to skimp on the pants.
But he's still a kid, though. These are kids. These are kids that we're talking about. They are under 30. All of them are under 30.
You know, my when I was growing up, my mother used to always say, I wish I could go somewhere where the youngest person was 25 or something like that. And now I understand how she feels. Like, I really wish I could go someplace where the youngest person was 30.
Draymond Green is... He was born in 1990. He is not 30. Okay. These are children. They are still very fashionable.
And I got to get ready for this because Thaddeus is on the way.
Yeah, Thaddeus is not even 20.
And I need him to have some sleeves.
He ain't going to have sleeves.
I need Thaddeus, if you, hopefully you hear this episode before you board that plane, and bring one shirt, please. First of all, bring at least one shirt that's not spandex, and bring at least one shirt that has sleeves. That's all I'm asking.
I don't know if that's going to happen.
That's all I'm asking. Matter of fact, the shirt with sleeves can be spandex, but then you need to have a shirt that is not spandex.
I don't know.
That shirt does not have to have sleeves.
All his shirts going to be dry fit. I'm sorry.
No. No.
I ain't never seen him not wearing a shirt that wasn't dry fit. Wait a minute. Maybe his graduation. Maybe. But didn't he change right away?
I don't know.
I don't remember seeing the shirt.
All right. So we got way off track. So we were talking about the BET Awards.
Yes.
All right. So the BET Awards. You told me the big news from the BET Awards was Layla Anthony and Mary J. with their breakout body outfits.
Yes.
So I'm going to let you take the lead on that one because I don't understand. I didn't see them. And I feel it would be inappropriate for me to Google it right now with my wife right here.
I mean, I just think that Mary J. Blige and Lala Anthony are handling their breakups very well. They're very public breakups. And I did hear some news that Lala and Carmelo might, you know, try to work things out.
What did Carmelo say about her? Like, she's my everything.
She's my earth.
My earth.
My earth. And it was her birthday or his birthday. I can't remember whose birthday it was, but there was some, you know, conversation on Twitter or Instagram or whatever.
I'm trying to
for
think
a birthday.
What is the best compliment I've ever given you? I don't think I never called you my earth. That would not even come to mind.
That's a lot.
My earth?
That means you're my
I walk
everything.
On you?
Oh.
I don't know. I derive sustenance and air
from you.
From you.
Yes.
That's a lot of pressure to put on a person.
That's a lot of pressure. That's a lot of pressure.
You're my earth.
That's what he said to her. He's trying to get her back. I think it's sweet, but I just hope that if he is trying to get her back, that he does the right thing and he doesn't do it again.
I gotta get her back.
We've all forgiven.
Get her back. Get her back. Get her
back. We've all forgiven after infidelity, but
I'm still mad at
you. Just can't do it again.
At Robin Thicke for not working that out.
Well, I think he was too far gone.
Think so.
I think she was done with him. She was done with him between the women and the drinking that he was doing. She was just done with him. He got too big for his britches. When Robin Thicke was just, when I get you alone, Robin Thicke.
I still miss long hair, Robin Thicke. Like, grow the hair back out, daughter. You'll get her. If you grow the hair back out and become a bike messenger again, I swear to God, you'll get her.
He'll get her back.
You'll get her back.
He's got to go back to his roots.
He got too famous.
The alcohol.
Was it Pharrell? Was it Pharrell?
Because you don't hear about him acting all crazy and.
Because he sleeps during the day and feeds at night. It's a vampire.
He is not a vampire.
He does not have a reflection. They can't even film this.
He is not a vampire. He is just has great genes.
Whatever. Hey, I've been to Virginia. Dudes don't age like that. That don't happen in Virginia. That's not how it goes down. We from the DMV. You see dudes his age from where he's from, and they don't look like that.
That's because dudes his age from where he's from, they've been living a hard life. They've been drinking and smoking and doing all kinds of hard drugs.
I'm just saying.
That's why they're aged and caught up with them.
But while Mary J. and Lala are adopting to breakouts well, Breakout.
Goodness gracious.
Jeez, I'm sick, people. I'm sick. Anyway, Kendu. I need to address Kendu, and then we're going to close this out.
My goodness. Please address Kendu. I can't take it.
So Kendu, you know, whatever. I guess he was tweeting during Mary's performance.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, I don't know why you know, saying all this stuff or airing all this stuff out, you know. Airing out our laundry and everything. I want to give some advice to Kendu from all men, all real men everywhere. If you in a divorce,
uh-huh,
and you the one that cheated,
uh-huh,
and you reportedly stole money from your wife,
uh-huh,
and then you somehow still come out with alimony, and I think we're talking like $30,000 a month or something, like, yes, something crazy.
Yes.
So you on OJ rules from that point. You got away with the crime of the century, and you're supposed to not ever be heard of again.
Ever again.
Find a rock, crawl under it. And stay there. Let Mary put that alimony on auto pay or something, and let her forget it's coming out her check every month. But don't speak. Don't ever. We should not know who you are anymore. Like, disappear, dude.
He said he wanted to speak to her. They should speak and end all the negativity.
No, they shouldn't. No, never. No, you need her to forget you and the fact that she's paying you all that money. Though you got away with one.
You got away with it.
You got take your win and walk and cash out.
Why? And they had a prenup, didn't they?
I think they had a
prenup.
And you. So this is Vegas rules. This is you've won. You up. Cash out
and leave.
You keep talking.
Disappear.
I don't know what bad is going to happen to you, but I believe something bad is going to happen to you. I'm not happy. As a man, I don't think I could ever accept alimony. Even if I was in the right, even if I deserved it, I just don't know how I could be like, you need to pay me every month.
And he didn't deserve it. He cheated on her.
But you got it, though. You got it. So please
disappear. I'm trying to figure out how he got it. That please doesn't make any away. Sense to me, how he got alimony.
You see what happened to OJ. OJ got away with... All right, hold on. Can I say OJ got away with murder?
Yeah. All
right. OJ got away with murder.
Yeah.
And instead of riding off into the fucking sunset like he was supposed to, he put out books about what if I did it and kept talking. And now...
I don't think that book ever got published.
He tried. He tried. Was it like, is a law that you can't profit off a crime or something like that?
I think the family protested or something. Like, you can't do this.
Like, J. Anthony Brown had already. We was listening to J. Anthony Brown this morning, and he was like, they need an award for the, you need to go somewhere and sit your ass down. And Kendu.
Sit your ass down, Kendu.
Please, dude, go somewhere.
Nobody wants to hear from
sit
you.
Sit the fuck down. You
leave
won.
Leave Mary J. alone.
You won. Take your wins, take your gains, and cash out, though, before you lose bad. Like, let OJ be a lesson. When you keep talking after you win, bad shit happens to you.
OJ about to get out, too.
Uh-oh.
He about to get out.
I might not need to put this podcast on.
OJ about to get out from what I hear.
Oh, no. Me and Dave Chappelle need to get some witness protection.
He got parole coming up. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. You be all right.
I got you. You my earth.
I am your earth.
You're my earth.
Yes.
My earth. Wind and fire.
The elements. I can be that.
Why did water get left out?
Water?
Ain't that an element?
It's an element. I mean, they ain't have a fourth member, so.
Was there a fourth member and then he just didn't make it?
It don't even sound right. Earth, wind, fire, and water.
And then they could have just been the elements. It's Earth? A whole hidden story. We don't know.
I know. There is.
I'm about to read. Next episode, next time on What is TWS Podcast.
The story behind Earth, Wind, and Fire.
And water. All right, yep. See, there's the Medicine King in there. We have resorted to our normal dumbass shenanigans. All right, anyway, please stay tuned for my big sis. She'll be on the show. And for my youngest brother-in-law, he's going to be on the show. He doesn't know it yet, but he's going to be on the show.
Well, he's going to be on the show.
He's going to be on the show. TTCharities.org. Please check them out. See what they got going on. Donate time, money, clothes, books, toys, whatever they need at the time. Again, the Flint, Michigan water situation is still going on. I know that there is also a petition out trying to stop, you know, these police killings. You know, I reposted, I signed a petition and then reposted the information on my Facebook. So between TT Charities, you can probably find it easier there. But, you know, signed a petition. I fear for my life. So let's try to find some way to fix this. Brighter note, Rena's Cakeys.
Rena's Cakeys.
Rena's Cakeys. Yeah, we had the Cakeys on the show. Lemon lime, I can vouch for them. Strawberry, I can also vouch for. But if you don't know what a cakey is, it is the size and shape of a cookie, but the texture of a cake with icing on it. That's what they specialize in. But she also does amazing cakes, amazing, amazing cakes.
Other cookies, regular cookies.
And other cookies, macaroons.
Pies.
Your baked goods. And they all bomb. So RinasCakeys.com, R-I-N-A-S, Cakeys.com. And then last but not least, CelebrityHairCorp.com. Get all your natural hair extension needs taken care of. Free shipping, no tax on all orders. Get your bundles from CelebrityHairCorp.com. And there's a lot of darkness out there. Instead of us pointing fingers at the darkness and giving attention to the darkness, just be the light. All right, until the next episode, people, thank you for listening. And peace.
Peace.